but Brian, which was my part.
Thank you.
And he was Charles. And they were living in Toledo. I don't know the name of the firm, but he was a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And came to Atlanta with the contract for the state capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And the firm was Miles and Horn,
mm-hmm.
that built the state, was the contractors for the
mm-hmm.
state capitol. And then that was how Mother's side of the family got to Atlanta.
I see.
This was whenever the capitol was built, 1880-something.
How about your paternal?
And then let's see, Daddy was born in Mobile. His father was born in Mississippi, and his mother was born in Mobile. In Alabama, I'm not sure Mobile. He did. It was at Mobile that he met her. He was in the Confederate Army.
I see.
And was desperate, and there was a horse that they needed. And he was taking the horse from, she was
mm-hmm.
and he was taking the horse from her stables, and she came out.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was sorry, but they needed it. But he said, I'll be back and marry you when the war is over. And he went back after the war was over and married her.
Right.
And so then they lived in Mobile mm-hmm. and in Greenville, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came, the mother died.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandfather Adams came to Atlanta after Daddy had come
mm-hmm.
here and lived here with mm-hmm. his daughter, my father's sister. So that brings us up. Now, grandfather's father, which would be my great-grandfather, was it all tied in with Mississippi, that part of the family. He had three wives. So and he was a senator and U.S. senator and state government and things.
You'll forgive my ignorance.
No, I'm sure. Oh, of course. I don't even know it, really.
It sounds to me as if you know it pretty well.
He was quite a guy, apparently.
Yeah.
In the records, there
right.
is some
sure.
notation as to, as goes, so goes Mississippi
uh-huh.
at the point in history that
uh-huh.
it was something.
Uh-huh.
He would be my great grandfather.
Your great grandfather.
My great grandfather.
Do you know when or how your ancestors came to
mm-hmm.
the United States?
Mm-hmm. There is one genealogist somewhere
mm-hmm.
along the line that has this information,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't got it. I've got a certain amount of it but they weren't interested
mm-hmm.
to that point.
I see.
You know how you
sure.
reach a certain place in life where you do become the younger completely on a way, and what
sure.
difference it is what you are and not what. It's nice to know that there are some nice forebears, yes.
Right, sure.
But if you turn out to be a ne'er-do-well, then I guess you need that background to rest upon.
Well, I've always thought,
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that in Chicago we have everybody, I'd say 80% of the people that I've worked with, maybe 90% of them, they knew just when they had no knowledge at all of Europe, but where their parents lived in Europe, but
mm-hmm.
they all could, you know, really
knew
second,
when
or
they
third,
came.
Second or third generation.
Yes, that was the important thing of when they came to this